You know, we've all been there. We've all been in manipulative relationships, you know, where our partner have maybe just been straight up a jerk. But usually we move on and learn from it. But do you ever think in your time dating, you've come across the worst girlfriend or worst boyfriend? Well, my friend Alex just last night came across literally the worst boyfriend on planet Earth. So Alex is part of a student club at Mount Royal University in Calgary. And this club recently just let in a bunch of new members, you know, to grow the club. And after the first meeting with these new members, they went to the campus bar to have a few drinks to get to know some of the new faces. Now, one of the new kids seemed super keen. He was excited to be there. For story's sake, I'm going to call him Josh. Now, two beers later, Josh is having so much fun with his new club friends that he decides to invite Alex and a few other members of the club back to his apartment on Res to play video games for the rest of the night. So when they get to Josh's place, there's a girl sitting on Josh's bed in Josh's pajamas, and that girl is the girlfriend of the worst boyfriend on planet Earth. I'm going to call her Cindy, and Cindy is Josh's girlfriend. Cindy's in Josh's pajamas sitting on Josh's bed holding the box set of Anne of Green Gables that Cindy borrowed from her grandmother. Because Josh and Cindy had plans to watch that box set tonight. It's a little bit of a date night. Because you know, with school starting, everyone's busy, they don't get a lot of time together. So hey, let's organize a date night. So once Alex, Josh, and the other members of the club get inside Josh's house, everyone is silent. It's so awkward there, you could cut that awkward tension with a knife. Josh then turns to his new friends and says, "Oh, my girlfriend's just leaving." He didn't address her or even introduce her properly to his new friends. So Cindy, obviously upset, starts to pack up her stuff and no one's making eye contact or speaking and it's awkward. Then Cindy leaves and Josh walks her to her car. When Josh comes back to continue his night of drinking and video games with his new friends, Alex asks, "What was that all about?" Then Josh explains that Cindy and him had plans to watch Anne of Green Gables after their club meeting. And then Alex asked, "Well, then why did you stay drinking with us after the meeting? And then why did you invite us over to play video games after that? And isn't she upset right now? Shouldn't you comfort her?" And then this is what Josh says. "Oh, no, it's okay. I threw on the charm and we made out for a little bit, so she'll be okay. She'll be okay. She's not mad or anything." Are you kidding me? She is upset no matter how much making out or charm you threw on her. No, that's not okay. She's upset. And Cindy, if you were listening to this, I know that's not your real name, but if this story is what happened to you, leave him. He is a jerk and not worth it. Coming up, I've got suggestions for Josh and how he could have made that situation a little bit better.